She nodded at the chief and left the office. I stood to follow her out, but the chief stopped me.
Shelby, before you go, I need to discuss something with you.
He motioned me back into my chair, and my stomach did a little flip-flop. I picked up that he hated to ask me for a favor, especially since I was going on vacation, but he hoped I'd consider it. Oh, great. Now what? With a smile that did nothing to reassure me, he began.
One of my close friends is the police chief of the NYPD 12th Precinct, and he could sure use your help on a case.
I opened my mouth to object, but he raised his hand.
I know it's your vacation, but at least hear me out, okay?
I let out a huff. His earnest, brown puppy dog eyes pleaded for me to give him a chance. How could I say no? Okay, I'll listen.
Thank you.
Relief flooded over him. He'd mentioned me and my psychic skills to Martin. Now that Martin had a tough case, and I was headed to New York anyway, he'd offered to ask me if I'd help him out. It seemed like a no-brainer to him. On the plus side, Martin would owe him one. I did my best not to roll my eyes, but it was hard.
Three women were shot around 1 o'clock this morning in their apartment. Two of them died at the scene, and the third is in a coma. She's barely hanging on. Nothing was taken, and there's not much evidence. They're stumped and could use some help.
He was thinking it looked like the women were targeted for a specific reason. But Martin's detectives hadn't found a single motive.
The woman in a coma might know something, but she's all they've got to go on. I told the police chief about your premonitions, and he'd appreciate any help you can give him. Do you think you could take a look at the case and see if you can pick up anything? That's all you'd have to do, I promise.
So, just look over the case and give them my impressions?
Yeah, that and maybe visit the woman in the hospital. With any luck, you might pick up something just by being near her. I don't know exactly how your premonitions work, but it's worth a try, and you might solve the case.
I'd never tried to read a person's mind while they were in a coma. I'd tried it with Chris when he was in the hospital after being poisoned. They'd kept him sedated to help him heal, and I hadn't picked up a thing. What if there was nothing to hear and I let them down? I wasn't sure I wanted their hopes of breaking the case pinned on me. Since I wasn't jumping up and down with joy, the chief kept talking.
Something terrible happened to these women, and we need to find out who did this and why. You'd be doing a real service for the department.
I kept my mouth shut, so he played his last card.
They'll pay you for your time.
It's not the money, I blurted. I was just hoping for a break from all this. He wasn't expecting my outburst, and it surprised him, since I was usually so helpful.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I see what you mean. I just thought, well, never mind.
He'd thought I'd want to stop a killer and get justice for these women. It wasn't like I'd have to go after the killer. All I had to do was talk to them. He could understand that I needed a break, but he couldn't help feeling disappointed in me. Now he'd have to tell Martin that I wouldn't do it. Ugh, why did these things always happen to me? Okay, I'll do it. I'll see if I can pick up something from the files and the victim. But that's it. I have other things planned, you know? Like vacation stuff. I don't have time for police work.
Of course, he agreed. That's all we're asking.
Relieved, he picked up his phone before I changed my mind.
The chief's name is Martin Wallace. Do you mind if I call him so I can introduce you?
I blew out a breath. He'd backed me into a corner, and I couldn't get out of it now. Sure. Okay. He put the call through, and Martin picked right up.
Hey, Martin, how's it going?